You're listening to the Busy Edu Professionals podcast, where we're providing information and inspiration for life before, during, and after the bell. Here's your host, Chappelle Billings. Hi, everyone. This is Chappelle. I just wanted to share with you five easy tech tools that you can use for back to school planning. So if you are an administrator, a district coordinator, a recruiter, just try out these tools just to make your planning go a little bit smoother. Number one, there's an app called Evernote. I use this all the time. If I'm going to a meeting, it's just a really good note-taking app in the palm of your hand. So you can, of course, type in messages. There's also a voice to text feature. There is a checklist feature if you would like to leave voice memos, and you can organize everything in two tabs. So I've also used this when I've gone to conferences and I want to take notes for each session. It's right there in the palm of my hand. So check out Evernote for just a quick and easy tool that you can use. My other go-to note-taking app is Microsoft OneNote. And Microsoft OneNote is actually in Microsoft Office 365 suite. And I use this one on my laptop predominantly. I've used it for walkthroughs. So when I was going on walkthroughs, I would just initial each tab with the teacher's name, jot down some notes, time stamped it because there's a date and time stamp there. It's set up just like a big spiral notebook. So you'll have your color tabs. You can name each tab, and there's pages within those tabs. I use it to curate resources. So it's a wonderful way to just kind of clip articles, save videos. And I use it actually with my consulting company. So if I am redoing my logo or my website, I just make sure I have a notebook just for my consulting company, and I will separate the pages into different sections that I will need. So it's just a really neat way to curate information and just get everything neatly tucked away. One other tool that I use is Asana. Asana is a planning tool. So if you are planning back to school activities, or you want to make sure that your teacher induction is going to be planned out to the T, you might want to look at the Asana project management program. It's online, asana.com. I believe it's free for up to 15 users. And it's wonderful for assigning tasks. So if you're working with a team, each team member will have their task bucketed underneath their names. And if you're the team lead or the administrator in charge of the project, then you can kind of see everybody's progress at a glance because they can check in. There's beautiful visual charts that you can look at. I know when I was planning a back to school week, I've used Google Docs, and sometimes that can get a little bit messy. I was able to do the job where I can see who completed what. But Asana is just a nice, clean interface in which you can actually get reports to keep up with your particular project. Now, another project management tool that I've also used is Microsoft Planner, and that's within the Microsoft Office 365. And within the Microsoft Planner, there's just little task cards that you can assign for your particular project. And as you are assigning the task within the projects, you can also assign someone to complete those tasks. So it's not as pretty as Asana, but it's also very clean and it gets the job done. So if you are planning big events or you're looking to see how you're going to plan out your first week of school with back to school activities for your teachers, then Asana or Microsoft Planner might be the go-to tool for you when you want something very clean with visuals that you can tell at a glance how far you are along with your particular project. And last, I experimented with this website called sessionlab.com. And Session Lab is a professional development planning tool in which you just, there's no frills, but you plan out your PD and it automatically changes the timestamp. So you don't have to worry about, you know, if you allocated 5 minutes for this section and then 10 minutes for the next section, it keeps track of that. But the beautiful thing about the program is that there's a engagement library built in. So you can just choose from the library if you want some participant engagement activities, from energizers to problem solving to team building activities. There's a whole library right there for you. And it prints out the directions. It makes sure that you have all of the materials that you need in PDF. I believe that's a paid function, but it's helpful when you are building out professional development or workshops and you want something engaging for the participants to do. So just take a peek at Session Lab. Okay, everyone, I just wanted to just check in and share a couple of tips that you can use while you are planning your back to school activities. Until next time, everyone, I'll talk to you later.